Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Resistant to Reading Tricks and Tips for Parents of Reluctant Readers by Esther Goldenberg, is a practical parenting and education guide focused on children who avoid or resist reading, written from the perspective of an educator and coach who also experienced reading struggles herself. The book aims to reduce the stress that often surrounds reading practice at home and replace it with approaches that feel supportive and doable. Rather than presenting a single rigid program, it offers a collection of strategies parents and caregivers can test and adapt to a child's personality, interests, and current skill level. A central purpose is to help adults recognize that resistance is often tied to emotion, confidence, or negative associations, not simply laziness. Goldenberg emphasizes building motivation and self-esteem alongside skill, and she encourages families to broaden their idea of what counts as reading so that children can experience early wins and steady progress. The overall tone is encouraging, actionable, and geared toward immediate use. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding reading resistance and lowering the emotional temperature. A key theme is that reluctance often reflects frustration, anxiety, or repeated experiences of feeling behind, and that progress tends to accelerate when adults first address those emotional barriers. The book encourages parents to look for patterns behind resistance, such as a child who complains reading is boring, a child who avoids anything that looks difficult, or a child who starts a fight as soon as reading is mentioned. Instead of escalating power struggles, Goldenberg's approach is to make reading feel safer and more predictable by changing the tone of the interaction. That can include reducing pressure, setting short and realistic expectations, and focusing on connection rather than compliance. When reading becomes a daily battlefield, children can begin to associate books with shame or conflict, so the book prioritizes rebuilding trust and positive association. The guiding idea is not to abandon reading, but to remove unnecessary friction so a child can re-enter reading with less defensiveness. By treating resistance as a signal to adjust strategy, parents can shift from enforcing reading to inviting it. Secondly, choosing materials kids actually want to read. Goldenberg emphasizes that motivation rises when children are given reading materials that match their interests and feel relevant to their everyday lives. Instead of relying only on traditional early reader books, the book highlights the value of exploring formats and topics that naturally pull a child in. This can include humorous books, information-rich nonfiction, series that build familiarity, or other high-interest options that make the child curious about what happens next. The underlying message is that reluctant readers often need a stronger reason to persist, and interest provides that reason. The book also broadens the definition of reading by reminding parents that reading happens in many contexts, such as noticing words in the environment, reading simple instructions, or engaging with short text connected to a hobby. These experiences can reduce the sense that reading is only a school task. By making material selection a strategic choice rather than an afterthought, parents can turn reading from an imposed activity into something the child has a stake in, which supports both practice and confidence. Thirdly, turning reading fights into shared reading fun. Another important focus is changing the family experience of reading so it feels cooperative instead of combative. The book offers the practical idea that reading time can be a relationship-building routine, not just a performance test. Shared experiences like reading aloud together, taking turns, or making reading part of a calm daily rhythm can reduce pressure on the child and increase enjoyment. This matters because reluctant readers often anticipate failure or correction, so they resist before they even start. A more playful, supportive routine can help them stay engaged long enough to improve. Goldenberg also encourages flexibility, suggesting that parents try different methods because children respond differently, and what works in one household may need adjusting in another. The goal is to create conditions where the child experiences reading as rewarding, whether that reward is laughter, closeness, or a feeling of success. Over time, repeated positive sessions can weaken the association between reading and conflict, making it easier to build consistent practice without constant negotiation. Fourthly, building confidence and fluency through manageable success. The book repeatedly links motivation to confidence, arguing that children are more willing to read when they believe they can do it. Goldenberg's guidance centers on helping parents support steady skill growth while protecting self-esteem. That includes choosing appropriately leveled text, noticing small improvements, and avoiding approaches that repeatedly push a child into material that feels overwhelmingly hard. When a child frequently struggles, they may conclude they are not a reader, which can become a lasting identity belief. By structuring reading opportunities that allow for success, parents can help children experience competence and build momentum. The book also highlights the practical benefit of fluency development, since smoother reading makes comprehension easier and reduces the exhausting feeling that can trigger avoidance. While the book is not positioned as a technical curriculum, Its tips aim to increase the amount of successful reading a child does because that practice supports growth. The intended outcome is a child who feels more capable and is therefore more willing to read more often. Lastly, responding to complaints that reading is hard or boring, Goldenberg addresses the common moment when a child says reading is too hard, too boring, or not worth the effort. The book frames these statements as useful information rather than disrespect, and it encourages parents to respond with strategies that keep the child engaged without turning the moment into a battle of wills. When a child complains of difficulty, one implication is that the text, pace, or expectations may need adjusting so the child can experience more success. When boredom is the issue, the solution may be to revisit content choices and select material with more immediate payoff. The book also aims to help parents guide children toward the realization that reading can be enjoyable and rewarding, which is positioned as a secret to shifting a reluctant reader toward pleasure reading. The broader principle is that resistance decreases when children feel heard and when the adult response is practical rather than punitive. By treating complaints as signals to adapt approach, parents can keep reading on the schedule while reducing the negative emotion that often derails consistency. In conclusion, resistant to reading is best suited for parents, caregivers, and educators supporting children who avoid reading practice, argue about it, or seem discouraged by books. Homeschooling families may also find it especially useful because it focuses on realistic home routines and the daily dynamics that shape motivation. The main benefit is practical. The book offers a variety of immediately testable ideas for reducing conflict, finding materials that fit a child's interests, and helping children gain confidence through more positive reading experiences. Intellectually, it helps adults reframe reluctance as a combination of emotion, identity, and skill, rather than a simple behavior problem, which can change how they intervene. What helps the book stand out in its category is its flexible, experience-based approach. Instead of promoting a single system, it encourages parents to experiment with different strategies because children respond differently. And it normalizes the idea that progress can start with small wins and broader definitions of reading for families stuck in a cycle of pressure and resistance. The book's value is in offering a calmer path that still keeps reading moving forward and makes room for enjoyment to return. If you would like to support Esther Goldenberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.